From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 8th at 8:55. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. And not really a lot good to talk about here this morning to start the first full trading week of July. Markets are down double digits for both corn, soybeans, and wheat here this morning. Most of that's driven by the fact that the hurricane remnants kind of moved direction here over the weekend, expected to move now northward up into the Midwest, up through southern half of Illinois, and then over into the Ohio Valley, bringing 2 to 3 inches of rain into some of those areas. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that path here as the week goes on, but that's really the preface here for some of the weakness here this morning. It is going to get hot, though, starting this weekend, so some of this rain will be key if it falls in the right spots here moving forward, because last week, parts of central Illinois anyway, missed out on the rain for the most part, so definitely could use some showers in a few spots here this week, so keep an eye on that, but that's really the driver of the weakness here this morning. Crop progress will be out this afternoon. We'll also have the commitment of traders report out this afternoon. It was delayed from last week due to the holiday. Export inspections will be out this morning. Continuing to watch some upper Mississippi locks continue to be closed due to the high water, restricting a little bit of movement there. Otherwise, the farmer continues to be very quiet on this last little bit of old crop corn. They still have to sell, so today's market action not helping with that as well. Didn't see any corn or soybean deliveries here this morning. Saw 31 wheat and 23 bean oil. Continue to keep an eye on that as July goes through its delivery period with expiration coming here in a few days. USDA crop report out on Friday. That'll be July supply demand, so we'll get an update from the USDA on the supply demand numbers for corn, soybeans, and wheat. That'll have some impact here as the market continues to move towards the weekend. Fed Chairman Powell speaks Tuesday and Wednesday in front of Congress, and then we have CPI numbers out on Thursday morning. Could impact the dollar a little bit and spill over into commodities a little bit as well. But otherwise, going into the middle of July with the funds holding a sizable net short for both corn and soybeans. So see how they want to continue to treat this, especially if the weather warms up just a little bit as we move into the middle part of July. As for prices here this morning, September corn at 398 and three quarters, down 11 and three quarters. December corn at 412 and a half, that's down 11 and a half. August soybeans 1146 and a quarter, down 20. November soybeans at 1102 and a quarter, down 27 and one half. August soybean meal 349.80, down 740. August bean oil 48.94, that's down 61. September Chicago wheat 568 and a half, down 22. December at 592 and a quarter, that's down 21 and one quarter. September Kansas City wheat 573 and three quarters, down 25 and one quarter. September Minneapolis wheat at 614, down 19 and one quarter. Livestock markets are mixed here this morning. August cattle 186.70, up 27. October 187.10, that's down 7. September feeders 262.95, up 72. July hogs 89.62, down 25. August hogs 90.32, up 115. So once again, I have the July 4th holiday out of the way, back to watching the weather, and market feels at least comfortable today that we're going to get some rain moving here through the middle part of the Corn Belt, Kimberly, to start the week.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.